Hello everyone and welcome to Faith at the Frontiers. This is just a brief teaser with some updates about where the podcast is headed. We've just finished an amazing series on faith and economics that was packed with insights on Christian ways of thinking about money, property, freedom, debt, interest, and so many other things. I personally learned so much and had several mind-popping moments when a new idea exploded into my brain. Sadly, Carmody has had to step down from being co-host of the podcast. She will be present for the first episode of the next series, but not after that. Even though she really enjoys doing it, she feels she has too many other commitments and can't fit it in anymore. If you want to keep listening to her, however, you can find her vigorously debating challenging ethical dilemmas on the BBC's radio show Moral Maze, where she's a panellist and will appear regularly from now on. I have, though, signed on a new co-host who will make their debut on the show, not in the next series, but in the series after that, so stay tuned to learn more. The next series will be another one on science and religion, but quite different from our last. Previously, we focused on the critical boundaries and overlaps between science and religion in areas like artificial intelligence, evolutionary psychology, quantum physics, and climate change. The conversation there was about the way we ought to construe the relationship between science and religion theoretically in academic discourse. But this series takes quite a different angle and looks more at how science and religion have been understood through history and today by looking at common conceptions of their relationship in churches, in popular media, and asking how we can spread a more accurate portrayal of their relationship through seminaries and church-going scientists. I have partnered with a research group in the north of England called Equipping Christian Leadership in an Age of Science, or ECLAS for short. Each episode interviews one or more researchers who work with ECLAS to explore all the fascinating things they do and insights they've gathered over the years in the ordinary everyday connections between faith and science and how we can influence the way their relationship is perceived. The first episode will look at the history of the idea of a conflict between faith and science, and you'll find that episode here in a week's time. Have a great day and thanks for listening.